Now, the title for my sermonette this week is Status Quo. Now, status quo is the act of maintaining things the way they are. Vocabulary.com states, status quo is Latin for existing state. When we talk about the status quo, however, we often mean it in a slightly bad way. When people want to maintain the status quo, they are often resistant to progress. If you run for mayor of your town and come into office with all sorts of new ideas, watch out. People may resent you for disrupting the status quo. That is what vocabulary.com had to say. So many times people seek to keep things the way they are, for one reason or another. You know, in this world, things are always in a state of change, state of flux. And it's been this way since the creation of Earth. Nothing has ever stayed the same, even though at times we would like it to stay the same. So, from a Christian standpoint, is it okay to live your Christian life in this state of status quo? Is it okay to stay the same? Now, the answer is not a simple yes or no. In the good things that we hold on to, yes, we should maintain those things. But on the other hand, growth, change, those reside outside of staying the same. And growth happens, it's often been said, at the edges of our comfort zone. What we are comfortable doing may not be what is actually advantageous or best for us. As Christians, we are told that we are to be growing in our grace and in knowledge. In 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 18, Peter says, "But grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." You know, it's easy for us to think at times to think that we are growing, producing, but are we really? Are we growing in the knowledge of Jesus Christ? Is Christ living so powerfully within and through us that we are actually gaining more of his knowledge, more of his grace? 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 2 and 3 says, "Grace and peace be multiplied to you." It means to be growing, but how? "Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. As his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue." Again, the knowledge of the Father and the Son. All things in life that actually mean something for us come from them. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 8 says, "For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ." We can continue to grow no matter where we are along our path. And we have to continue to grow. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 5, it says, "But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith and to virtue," or to your faith virtue, "and to virtue knowledge." Again, knowledge has been brought up time and again. Knowledge that we receive from Christ is true knowledge. It's that tree that Adam and Eve should have eaten from. This is how we can be growing, how we can be abounding and not barren, as it says in Second Peter 1 and verse 8. You know, during the Passover ceremony, we were reading through the chapters in John, and especially 13 and 14. It struck me that the disciples who had been living with Christ for a while now, they still didn't fully understand what exactly Christ was doing. They were gathering knowledge from Christ while they were living and walking with him and learning as he taught them. You know, they lived before they became called by Christ. They lived in the world. They were a product of their society at that time. They had friends, they had families, they had jobs, they lived. They were in a state of status quo. The weight and the gravity of what Christ was calling them to do, it didn't really seem to have sunk into them until after they received the Holy Spirit. The act of staying status quo in our Christian lives can be tempting. Why rock the boat when things are going good? When things are smooth sailing? Why try harder? The fact is that growth is always painful. It doesn't matter in what arena you are looking into. It's always painful to have to grow. As human beings, most people don't like the pain of having to grow, to do something new. It's a challenge. But without growth, we remain the same. We are in that state of status quo. But this is not what Christ and the Father challenge us and expect from us to do. For Christ challenges us not to stay the same. Him and the Father want us to be seeking to be growing closer to both of them, to be seeking the change that comes with becoming more godly. In John chapter 15, Christ has an analogy of the vine. And it's the exact opposite of staying status quo. In John chapter 15 and verse 1, he says, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me." Verse 5, "I am the vine and you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered. And they gather them and throw them into the fire and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit. So you will be my disciples." The dynamic that Christ brings out here is absolutely fascinating. God's purpose for us is to be glorifying him. If we desire to be godlike, and we start bearing the fruit of God's Spirit. Otherwise, we will eventually be cut off. You know, while we are in the work of growing our fruit, it's advantageous for cuttings and prunings to happen so that we as trees, as people, can bear more fruit. God knows exactly where the prunings need to take place. He makes those necessary when that's needed so that we can grow. Brethren, we are not meant to be tucked into the corners of the world. We are the lights of the world. We are here to be making the most of our time here. And then the duality that is God loves is we are also called the weak of the world. The rest of the world whose people are mighty, yet they don't know God. But when we are weak, we have that opportunity to seek God more, to ask Him for more help. And it's God's good pleasure to help us, to give us more of His Spirit so that we can continue to grow more fruit. I think it's fantastic that Christ points out that the Father is glorified by us bearing much fruit. Because it all culminates with this last statement, "So you will be my disciples." There's no wishy-washiness there. We can always find ways to change in our relationship with God's laws and the fruit of the Spirit. We can always find spots where we can do different, where we can do better. You know, with the start of the process of bearing fruits, as it says, worthy of repentance, becomes easier as you go along, as you continue to use God's Holy Spirit. As you grow in the practical use and the application of having God's Spirit lead in your lives. Christ's ultimate statement bears this out in John 12, verse 49, where he says, "For I have not spoken on my own authority, but the Father who sent me gave me command what I should say and what I should speak." Christ did this perfectly. He showed us that if we take this to heart and we really work at it, it is possible. The question comes down to is how much are we willing to grow and to change? And it's entirely dependent upon us individually. If we want to grow beyond what we think we can. Because God is there waiting for us to help us, to support us. With God, nothing is impossible. The only thing that limits us is ourselves. To stay the same in the state of a status quo at this time, it's detrimental. We are here keeping in the middle of the Feast of Unleavened Bread. It's the perfect time and the opportunity to shake things up, to do something differently. Maybe to pray and ask God to show us new ways to face our problems. To ask Him to show us how to think differently, how to change and react differently. How to face that with which we find uncomfortable within ourselves. See what God can do for you and through you when we start using all of His power that His Holy Spirit can provide.